I'm Laura Winters. Brand new this hour, we learn the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, estimate Hamas holding more than 120 hostages in Gaza, and there's been a pause in the massive ground invasion planned as concern grows at this hour as to the exact whereabouts of the hostages and a precise plan to get them out. Meanwhile, targeted airstrikes continue. Also new this hour in the headlines, we learn that Republican Jeff Landry, who was endorsed by former President Trump, wins the Louisiana governor's race. But more now on our top story, Israel at war.
More than 1,300 innocent lives lost in Israel, including at least 27 Americans. Children and grandparents alike kidnapped, held hostage by Hamas.
Now, as for President Biden, he was at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington, D.C. last night, talking about the week of war.
The humanitarian crisis in Gaza, innocent Palestinian families in the vast majority have nothing to do with Hamas. They're being used as human shields. Anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected.
Other developments, the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, appear to be on the verge of significant ground operations and say they killed the Hamas terrorist who plotted the murder and kidnapping of Jews at the festival and nearby kibbutz last Saturday. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visiting soldiers near the Gaza border who are heading into battle. The United States sending a second carrier to the Mediterranean. The U.S. will be evacuating Americans by sea on Monday from Haifa in northern Israel. Reuters reporting one of its video journalists killed in the conflict, six other journalists hurt in southern Lebanon when the group hit by missiles. This is USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To Capitol Hill now, where House Republicans on Friday nominating Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan as their new nominee for Speaker. After nominating him, the conference taking a second vote to gauge support for Jordan now that he's the nominee, but he fell far short of the 217 votes he needs on the floor. Following the second vote, lawmakers breaking for the weekend, a vote on the matter could come as early as Monday night. More now from USA's John Schaefer.
Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan has been selected as the Republican nominee for Speaker of the House. The decision was made in a closed-door meeting Friday afternoon. To secure the Speaker's position, he will need to garner a minimum of 217 votes from his own party during the floor vote in the House. That vote has not yet been scheduled. I'm John Schaefer.
In Las Vegas, thousands of union cooks, bartenders, bellmen, laundry, and kitchen staff headed out Friday to picket in front of some of the biggest resorts as they continue to negotiate with MGM, Caesars Entertainment, and Wynn Resorts. They want more money and better working conditions. The union's Ted Papageorge says negotiations have not been going well.
It's the workers that got them through the pandemic, and it's the workers that have led them to these incredible profits.
The union says the pickets are a warning to the resorts that if they can't come to a deal, a strike could happen in the next few weeks. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.